This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Walk into any gym and you see them. Sleek tights, sculpting tops, even socks, squeezed up to the knees. Compression wear has become a staple for everyone, from marathon runners to weekend walkers. But do these tight garments actually give us an edge in performance or recovery? Or is it just a really clever mix of science and marketing? Well, joining us now is Ben Singh, Research Fellow in Allied Health and Human Performance at the University of South Australia. Ben, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the basics. What actually is compression gear and what's it meant to do?
Yeah, so compression gear, as you mentioned, they could include sleeves, socks, T-shirts, and sort of lower body sort of garments as well. So they can sort of come down to the knees, or they can go all the way down to the ankles. And they're sort of extremely tight as when we sort of put them on. And they're sort of marketed towards improving our performance and helping to recover as well. So they started off mainly for sort of sporting populations, but as you said, they've really become popular in gyms and for people wanting to improve their fitness. And so it's sort of a special grade of garments that you can get in most sporting stores, and often they can be quite expensive as well.
Ben, I have to admit, I've worn the tights, particularly when I'm skiing, and I found, I don't know whether they help or not, but they're so popular now that the gym this morning, people are wearing them without anything on top of them. It's almost like it's become a statement to say, hey, I'm wearing these compression tops.
Yeah, I think particularly with sort of the rise of social media, people wanting to sort of post the latest fashion as well. But it's an important point you mentioned. As well, in terms of when people wear them, they do report that they feel more supported. So they can help our joints feel a lot more supported. So give us that support around sort of the knee and the elbow joints as well. But when we actually look at the evidence, it tends to be a little bit mixed. So there is some evidence to show that they can improve our recovery after sport and exercise and after training. And they can help reduce muscle soreness. So we know after high intensity and vigorous exercise, we can tend to feel sore in the muscles the next day. So there is some evidence that they can help with that by helping to improve blood flow.
The good ones, though, they're not cheap. I wonder if the cost sort of benefit, you know, if you did a cost benefit analysis, I mean, if we did say, for example, our squats and our legs were really sore, we wore compression tights afterwards. I mean, how much of a improvement in recovery are we seeing by wearing the tights?
Yeah, so the improvements tend to be more sort of towards the higher level athletes and the Olympic athletes as well. So we know for the recreational athletes, in terms of people really need to think about weighing up the cost sort of benefits of them, because as you said, they can be quite expensive. So for people who are professional athletes or competing or training at high levels, then it may definitely be worth the financial cost. But for people who are just sort of recreational athletes or just want to exercise for fitness or just like doing a bit of exercise or sport on the weekends, then really you need to sort of think about whether the high costs are worth it, because often the benefits are quite small, and for people not trying to enhance their performance, it may not be worth the benefit.
What about if we are doing an exercise at the gym that does put a lot of pressure on a particular part, for example, the squats and around the abdomen area, or deadlifts, for example? Do they help then in terms of, I suppose, keeping everything together?
Yes, certainly. So the evidence suggests that when we're sort of lifting weights in the gym, as you mentioned, they can give you that perceived support of more support around the joints. And when we actually look at the evidence, there is some evidence to show that they can improve strength and power, particularly for sort of weightlifting exercises and lifting weights. But when we actually look at sort of performance in sort of running performance, so endurance time and sprint times, then they don't really provide us with running improvement. So again, maybe some benefits in the gym in terms of helping us lift and recover, lift a bit more weight and recover quicker. But for longer-term endurance performance, they tend to be less effective.
We're chatting with Ben Singh from the University of South Australia about compression gear, those tight tops, tights and sleeves we see absolutely everywhere. Ben, what if you've got an injury, like, for example, you know, a tennis elbow or something like that? Would a compression band help in that instance?
Yeah, so we know these compression garments, so these sleeves and these stockings, they actually started in the sort of medical industry after surgeries or people with medical conditions such as limb swelling or a lack of blood flow in the limbs as well. And we know that they can be effective. And if people do have injuries, often it's sort of a good idea to wear these because it can help improve blood flow and help recovery as well. So we know that there is a role for these compression stockings and garments in sort of medical and healthcare settings, but also sort of fitness, gyms and sporting settings as well. So it really depends. And we know people, some people also like to wear them for or need to wear them for long distance flights as well. So if they're seated for a long time, it can help blood flow in the lower body as well. But in terms of recovery, they can sort of provide some benefit. And again, it comes up to weighing up the cost of these sort of garments and sleeves and stockings and whether you've been sort of prescribed one by your GP.
Robbie says, compression socks work amazingly well on long-haul flights, but just make sure nobody sees them, which is what you were saying in terms of the long-haul flights, Ben.
Yeah, certainly. So we know that they can be extremely beneficial, but if you're wearing sort of jeans or long pants, then I guess you can hide them quite easily.
But if we're walking down to our local high street cafe, there's no benefit.
Probably not. So if they look good and they make you feel good, then certainly go for it.
Ben, great to chat with you. If someone's got a pair in their gym bag, is it worth them putting them on or are they better off just waiting to recover?
Well, as I said, if you look good in them, if they make you feel good, if you feel like you're benefiting and they're helping you lift more, then certainly go for it.
Ben, always good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Ben Singh, Research Fellow in Allied Health and Human Performance at the University of South Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.